For joining me here on this Father's Day Sunday for Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday morning meditation. I am your host, Maria Wall. We're going to get right into our show today because I know a lot of you are probably already up here on the East Coast preparing for all of your festivities and celebrations today. Whether it's in your favorite house of worship, whether you're preparing to light up the grill or take Dad out today, we're going to get our show started. And I want to, as I said, say Happy Father's Day to all of the men and or women who have stepped up as best you can to be those role models, not only to the children in your lives, but to be a role model to other men, to show them how they should respond in relationships and in life in general. So for that, happy, happy Father's Day from all of us here at the Wall Foundation Incorporated and Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio. Happy Father's Day. I hope you're up in your favorite easy chair, you're lying back, you're sitting back, feet up. Just close your eyes for a few moments today. We're going to do some shallow breathing exercise, deep breathing exercises. Eyes closed, just relax today. Today is a brand new day and it will be what you make it. So as you listen to my voice, just take deep breaths. Inhale. Eyes are closed. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale. Hold it. Now exhale. Now, most of you know that I have asthma, so I breathe as best I can when I can, so just breathe at your leisure. And after the show is over, stand up, do some stretches. Let's just get all of the tension out of your body. I know so many of us are about to either go to bed, and a lot of us are about to start our day here on the East Coast, and some people in other parts of the world, your day is well underway. But here in the States, Happy Father's Day. Just keep your eyes closed and let my voice guide you through our meditation for the day. And our topic for the day is Gems of God. Gems of God. And this is actually the prelude to a new series that I'll be kicking off next week, and we'll be talking about that a little more before I end the show. But what a way to start my new series for relationship recovery than reminding us that we are gems of God. You know, so many of us feel dejected, neglected, and rejected by man as a worthless stone. We mean nothing. But we're accepted by God as a precious gem. And this week's inspiration comes from two passages. 1 Peter 2:4, as you come to him, a living stone, rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious. And in John 15:18, if the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. So just remind yourself when you go to the mirror and you talk to the person you see, just remember John 15:18. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. Remember, Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And so many people hated him. They wanted him gone. Do not allow physical man, this earthly man, to make you feel as though you're anything other than a precious gem of God. And as we go deeper into this subject, I did a piece in my latest book, Silent Noise Lip Service. At the end, there's a piece that's a couple pages long. It's called The Diva State of Mind. Diva, it's an acronym for diamonds in various assortments. You know, many years ago, everybody wanted the perfect white diamond. It was flawless. It was SI this and blah, blah, blah. Now diamonds come in black, chocolate, cocoa, canary. I love a canary diamond, by the way. They come in so many different color variations. And many of them are precious equally. And if you know about the Hope Diamond, the Hope Diamond is really a sapphire that has the density of a diamond. So the Hope Diamond is actually a sapphire, but it's a diamond nonetheless. It is a precious gem nonetheless. No matter what you are, you could be, excuse me, you could be an opal. There are so many variations of opals now, and opal is so beautiful. And they also are treated as a very special stone. And how many times have you seen something, just a regular stone? I don't know whether many of you remember, but many years ago, there was something called the pet rock. People went out and they bought, it was nothing but a rock in a small box with some imitation grass in it. It was called the pet rock. Genius marketing. You don't have to feed it. You don't have to water it. You don't have to do anything. It's just your pet rock. It was a craze. And I'm sure that creators made millions off of their pet rock. So people gave value to a rock that these people walked down the street, picked up off the street, put in a box and sold all over the place. Called it a pet rock. So those became a hot ticket item. They were special. Everyone wanted pet rock. Even then, the pet rock, the regular rock most people overlook, became something of value, something special. If you think that you're just the regular stone, that's your perception. God has already deemed you as his precious gem. Man has no say in this. Man can make you feel any way he wants, but that does not make his words law. That does not make his words the truth. Just remember how precious you are. Gems of God, no matter the shape, the size, the color, you are still one of God's most precious gems. Remember that. Tell that person you see when you look in the mirror. Say these words, I am a precious gem. And you are. So many of us need to understand that in life, just remember in life, never allow yourself to feel like and be treated like a low-grade option. If you cannot be treated as and be made to feel like you are a high-grade, high-end priority, it's time for you to move on to a new jeweler. It's time for you to find a new gemologist who can give you the rating you deserve, the treatment you deserve. Just like people discard stones in whatever way the trends are blowing. A lot of times we can equate the treatment to our everyday lives. Love is not supposed to hurt. Love is never meant to be another dirty four-letter word. You are a precious, precious gem. Make sure that those around you understand that. And you understand that they are also precious gifts from God placed on this earth. We come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, just like the precious stones. They come in all shapes, sizes, colors, clarity. Some of us have more drama than others. Think about it. Equate it to life. Everything on this earth is connected. You just have to open your eyes and welcome the light of knowledge. Everything is connected. But when you get up, when this show is over, just remember, I want you to go to the mirror and tell that wonderful person you see. First and foremost, hello, beautiful, handsome, dynamic, smart, successful, thriving, determined, me. Whatever descriptive word you want to use, that's what you tell that person. As long as it's positive, tell them hello, and then tell them how precious they are, whoever he or she is. Tell him or her how precious she is, or he is, or they are, if it's a group mirror appearance. So just remember, you are a precious gem of God. For God has deemed it so. 1 Peter 2:4, as you come to him, a living stone, rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious. Just remember that. And as I said earlier, this show is the prelude to a new series that I will be starting next week, the Relationship Recovery Series. So on 6/23, we start off our series with Thou Art Loose. You know, when pants are loose, and we see it all over now, young people walking around with loose pants on, what do? They fall down. You have a loose tooth, what does it do? It falls out. And each week I'm going to break this down. Thou Art Loose, I'll be talking to my fellow sisters. If you're that loose, guess what? Your relationship, your family setting, your world is going to fall one way or the other. So next week we kick off our relationship recovery series with Thou Art Loose. Then the following week on June 30th, man, oh man, I'll be talking to the gentlemen out there. And the following week on July the 7th, we'll have heartache and healing. It's when we come together and we work it out to whatever agreement, decision you have to come to in your life, because it's based on your situation. We'll talk about all of that in the next 3 weeks when I begin my relationship recovery series. And also, if you want to keep up with what's going on with both the Wall Foundation Incorporated and Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio, there's several ways you can do that. Check us out at Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. on Facebook. We're Wall_Foundation on Twitter. We're the Relationship Recovery Group on Google+. Join us there if you like. A lot of times I do share the same information on the site, so you don't have to be a member of all of them. Just join one, and you can pretty much keep up with all of the happenings. Or you can join them all, because sometimes I share different things, because I have a different client base, different member base on each of the sites. But I do have members from all over the world, as well as listeners from all over the world. So hello, wherever you are, and thank you as always for being here. If you need to talk to someone, our number is 202-618-2556. And email contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. Or if you'd like to send me a private message, my email is mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. If you want me to visit your neck of the woods, come out, visit, talk to you, share my story of triumph and from tragedy, from power to power, from pain, I would love to visit your area. And of course, if you'd like to join in on my monthly teleseminars, go to our website, thewallfoundationinc.org, and click on the Life Coaching link. It will take you to my personal coaching page. And in doing so, you can click on the drop-down menu for the seminars. You know, coaching, a lot of people stray away because of pricing and all types of things. Each one of my classes, they're offered 2 times a month. You can pick the Friday class. That's either the first and third Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays. You pick the Friday class, first and third Friday. Or the Saturday, first and third Saturday, or the first and third Sunday of the month, or the second and fourth. We meet every other week. The class sizes are limited to 16 people. You get to have your anonymity. I'll know who you are. We can talk about anything, and I'll be helping you to discover what you may already know inside of you. My job is to help you realize it, bring it to the surface, and use it to your advantage in a positive way so that you can achieve whatever it is you're seeking in this life. And many of us don't know why we're here. So we're going to take this journey together. So, of course, visit our website, thewallfoundationinc.org. And, of course, you hear me talking about the Wall Foundation, Inc. It is an IRS-recognized 501c3 nonprofit. Our original mission was to cater to at-risk youth and their families. But I soon realized that I could heal every youth in any of our programs, but if they're going home to a broken environment, it would be counterproductive. And now that our economy is tanked and there's so many people who are struggling, many are resorting to violence to take out their anger and frustrations. So we work with a lot of broken people, men, women, and children. Domestic violence, abuse, low self-esteem. Will you contact me and keep listening to our shows? Because it is my destiny and my mission to try to help as many people as I can to identify their destiny, move towards healing, relationship recovery. It's everything from self-esteem issues to divorce, moving on in a new direction. If you want to start a new business, I can help you with that too. I run both a for-profit corporation and, of course, the Wall Foundation Incorporated. So you get to get really up close and personal. You'll get up close and personal with me, and I don't mind sharing my story. Yes, it's still painful, and yes, I'm still going through my storm. But that's what makes a good life coach. Life coaches are not people with perfect lives. We're the people who have experienced much and made it through. And we know how to help you find your light at the end of your tunnel and your calm waters on the other side of your storm as well. That's what makes a great life coach. It's not about being perfect. It's about having the experiences and allowing you to know that you're not alone, because the person who's there to be your guide, your friend, and your helper has walked that mile and more in your shoes. So when we work together, you know that I do know what you're going through. And you'll hear more about my story and my journey when you make that choice to come out and join my teleseminars and workshops. So just go to thewallfoundationinc.org, click on the life coaching link, and it'll take you to the page to register. And then once I hear from you, I'll take care of the rest. Remember, each class is limited to 16 people. I offer them, if you're in the Friday class, you'll meet on the first and third Friday, same for the Saturday and Sunday, or you'll be in the second and fourth week classes. You let me know in the notes which class you'd like to be in, and I'll fill you in on more information shortly. But before we go, as always, I'd like to pray each and every one of you enough. I pray enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days, but I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray each and every one of you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. So just remember, if you need us, we're just a text, phone call, or letter away. And by the way, for those of you who like to write, there's many of you who like to send us letters. And of course, your wonderful support in many ways. You can write to us at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. We welcome your letters, your requests for assistance, your letters of encouragement, and of course, we are a small 501c3 nonprofit doing great things, and we welcome your support, any support that you give is tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law here in the States. So again, if you'd like to donate, join us on Facebook. There's a donate button there. And of course, if you visit thewallfoundationinc.org, that's thewallfoundationinc.org, O-R-G. That's very important because someone created a mirror group. And I don't want you to contact the wrong people and then wonder why you're not getting a response. So again, happy Father's Day to all of the fathers and those who are in the father role. Unfortunately, I'll never know what that celebration is like. I respect my father, but for a host of reasons, he was not in my life. For the first time in my life years ago, he showed up at my wedding. And for that one small moment in time, it meant a lifetime to me. So I was daddy's little girl for one day. And sometimes that one moment means a lifetime. And that's what it did for me. So to my father, happy Father's Day, Dad. We don't talk from one month to the next. He grew up with his own family, wife, and children, but all of us siblings, we're just that, no matter who our mothers were, we all share the same dad, and we're all siblings. We made that choice years ago, and that's who we are. The parents are just that, the parents. It's not our job, even though we're older, to fight that battle one way or the other. So we're just brother and sister. So I love my fam, mad love to my siblings and to my father. Happy Father's Day to all of you out there. Enjoy this special day. And to the rest of us, today is what we're going to make it. I'm about to get up, get out, start my day. Going to work out. I'm working towards getting healthy. I'm going to do a little shopping. I'm going to come back, do some more house cleaning. I pray every day. I'm still searching for a new church home. So when I find that, then I'll be starting out for that. But until next week, be blessed, ladies, gentlemen, boys, and girls. Just remember, you are what? A precious gem of God. You are God's precious gem. Remember that. Never allow the laws of any man to tell you otherwise. You are precious. We're going to make it through this together. I was at death's door just in this January past, 2013. I was at the end. I know what it's like. And I'm back because my job is not finished and yours has yet to begin in many cases. So let's walk this journey together. So until next week, I'm Maria Wall, praying each and every one of you enough. Enjoy today. Make it yours. Make this week count. So until next time, be well, be blessed, and enjoy your day. Concludes our broadcast day. I hope you enjoyed our closing music. It is the Stress Relief CD. It's a part of the Wellness for Women CD series, Music for Your Mind, Body, and Spirit. I hope you enjoyed that. And just remember, no matter what type of gem you are, no matter what shape, size, or color, you are precious in the sight of God. So until next time, thank you so much for joining me here in Healing Through Her Talk Radio's Sunday Morning Meditation. I am your host, Maria Wall, praying each and every one of you enough. And remember, join us on Facebook, Twitter, the Relationship Recovery Group on Google Plus, and remember, next week, we're starting our Relationship Recovery series. It's a three-week series. We're starting with Thou Art Loose, then Man, Oh Man, and then we'll move into our healing phase, our final phase of the series, Heartache and Healing. So until then, I'm Maria Wall, saying once again, Happy Father's Day. Enjoy this Sunday. Shine your light. Make this day count. So until next week, be well, be blessed, and I will see you soon.